145 closed sanitary landfills pock Arkansas's landscape. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich takes us to one long-neglected site southwest of Fayetteville, now consumed by heavy forest, to learn what happens to such places.
C&L Sanitary Landfill, located off Kiddo Springs Road, was Fayetteville's municipal garbage dump back in the 1970s. It's been closed for nearly 40 years. Allison Jumper works for this city. She's among a handful of people who've hiked the 33-acre parcel.
Now you would not even notice that there's a landfill here. There's so much vegetation grown over it. Pine trees, it looks like honey locust, all kinds of different trees have come up, oak trees too. So it's pretty well hidden now.
Allison Jumper has a keen interest in the landfill because it's right next to a new planned city park complex. She's park planning superintendent. She says the city now holds the deed on the landfill conveyed back in 2006.
No money was exchanged for it. The city, I think, feels that it is our responsibility to help take care of it.
After the landfill closed and was bulldozed over in 1976, inspectors reportedly found liquid waste oozing from a dozen places into an intermittent creek which drains into a tributary of the White River. They also discovered metal drums filled with unknown waste half buried in the dirt. Those problems were tended to, but some persist.
Trash coming out of the surface, it was called a trench and fill landfill. So there were kind of valleys and hills in it where the trash was put in and then covered up.
C&L Landfill may be hidden from sight by a dense forest, but it's on the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality's radar. Spokesperson Catherine Beninati.
Surface and groundwater contamination are something that we're keeping a close eye on.
That's because this landfill has not been properly closed. Compared to 40 years ago, the process of cleaning and closing landfills has become much more complex and costly.
Before 95, two things happened when a landfill was closed. Pretty much it was capped and the permit was voided. Since 1995, those two things still happen, but we've increased the monitoring that takes place after a closure. And keep in mind that when you're talking about a closure, this isn't something you plan for when the doors close. This is something that is the exit strategy is written before the landfill even opens. So we have in the original permit monitoring for a specified time post-closure, and that can be anywhere from 2 years to 30 years. That's included in the permit up front.
Landfill owners and operators today must also provide an inventory of waste deposited on site and provide for continuing monitoring and maintenance, known as post-closure care. But some, like this one, have been abandoned. That's why the Arkansas legislature in 1991 created Act 747, the Landfill Post-Closure Trust Fund, so such sites won't be a burden to taxpayers.
It provides the state insurance and a way to ensure that corrective actions are taken in the event that a landfill is abandoned or problems arise in the future. So we have 145 closed landfills in the state, and really the way they look kind of runs the gamut. Most of them remain open space for probably obvious reasons. Many are privately owned. Some are used as parks. Some can become recycling centers and have active uses that are more industrial on site, or they could even be things like shooting ranges. One thing that you never want to put on an old landfill site and is not allowed to be on an old landfill site is a residential neighborhood.
All 145 sites were evaluated and ranked 3 years ago and prioritized for corrective action. C&L ranks at the top of the list, number 3. In 2010, ADEQ announced it would provide $1.5 million of post-closure trust fund money to stabilize the C&L site. Now, 3 years later, the agency's vetting six third-party contractors.
Basically, what we're looking for is a third-party construction manager to oversee the corrective action. We want someone to be our eyes and ears on the ground at the site. So once we've selected the consultant, what we'll need to do is go in and negotiate the contract. And What's interesting about CNL is that this is going to be the first time a landfill will be capped using funds from the post-closure trust fund. Money from the fund has been used in a variety of ways, including on site assessments in the past, but this will actually be the first time a landfill is capped using those funds.
Once a project manager is selected, work should begin before the end of this year. Finally, the entire forest will have to be cleared, the land graded. A 2-foot-deep dirt cap will be placed on top to seal the landfill. Constructed slopes will serve to sheet away precipitation from the creek. In January of this year, a permanent land use restriction was placed on the property at the request of ADEQ to prevent any construction on top of this site. A 100-foot buffer zone has been placed around the perimeter. Fayetteville Parks Planning Superintendent Allison Jumper pulls out a map to show what's planned for the city dump site.
This is the planned park, and this is the landfill here. The landfill, the plans for the landfill right now do include passive recreation, which might include a disc golf course, picnicking areas, footpaths, things that aren't necessarily sport related, like soccer, where you're, you know, wearing and tearing on the cap of the landfill. So things that are a little bit more passive in nature.
Active sports are planned for the 200-acre parcel next to the landfill. The park concept started up a decade ago when a group of Northwest Arkansas investors sought to construct a mixed-use development called South Pass here. As conditioned for approval by the City of Fayetteville contingent on the city's 2025 master plan, developers agreed to donate 233 acres for a city park, along with $1 million to help develop it. That was in 2004. Then the real estate bubble burst. South Pass deal defaulted back to Chambers Bank of Danville, which held the note. But in good faith, the bank has honored the original park pledge. Fayetteville now has a deed to the donated South Pass Parcel Park, as well as the old sanitary landfill. And the park has a name, says Fayetteville Mayor Lionel Jordan.
Yeah, now we're no longer referring to that as the South Pass Park. It's going to be more of the City of Fayetteville Regional Park, I think is the term that's being used right now for that particular project, particular park. So what we know that right now we have enough money toward the park to do 8 soccer fields, and we have enough money to do the streets, and we will probably start the have enough money to do the water and sewer project and start that project of that amount of construction by probably early 2016.
Baseball fields, trails, playgrounds, volleyball and basketball courts, pavilions, and water features are also planned. The regional park will eventually connect to the city's trail systems. Mayor Jordan says they've banked $4.5 million so far towards the project.
If the people approve, if the voters approve, the $3.5 million that would give us about $8 million to go toward the regional park. Now, keep in mind that regional park is about a $28 million park, so there's still another $20 million that we have to go forward to get through private donations or a bond program or something else later on.
Now, half of the old South Pass parcel lies on the eastern slope of Mount Kessler, of keen interest to local landholders and conservationists who seek to preserve its unique geologic formations as well as ancient oak forests. They hope to purchase 387 acres of the former South Pass property, creating a Mount Kessler Reserve for educational and recreational use, involving both the city and the University of Arkansas in the venture. Mount Kessler advocates plan to present their strategy to City Council this summer. But before any deals are locked down, the old CNL landfill site will have gotten its makeover just in time. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.